This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Can you please open your textbooks to Chapter 8 and we'll get started?
Your order!
Here we are, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Totes and goats.
Totes and goats.
We're trying to teach you to think.
Fighting for Idaho.
It's kind of hard to, like, keep up with everything, like school and cheer.
Anyone? Anyone?
Right here in high school, I know that I'm gaining experience that's going to help me no matter what I want to do.
Fighting for you.
We are very appreciative of KIDO Radio coming to our schools and giving us a chance to promote the good things that we do at this.
Thanks for previewing our school. We're proud of it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Voices Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Pay attention, Dustin.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller at Greenlee Friends Academy. We're joined by our celebrity co-host, Pat from Middleton. Pat, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing today, sir?
Living the dream as we move along. Promoting our school, securing our future. We want to thank our friends at CAPED. We love our teachers. We love our teachers.org, and it shows. Thank you, CAPED, for sponsoring this program. Coming up, we will talk about last night's big debate, and you're thinking, oh, Kevin, it was boring. It was probably about the lands issues. It was probably about, who's going to run the state and blah, blah, blah. I found it quite entertaining and, on the other hand, quite distracting. We'll talk about that. But we are at Greenlee Friends Academy. We're joined by the principal and the head school administrator, Jeff Metcalf. Mr. Metcalf, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate you being here.
So let's talk about you. 1988 was when you were here as an alum, when you graduated, huh?
Yeah, a few years ago.
Just a few. Yes.
Looks like we might be around the same age.
You know,
I don't know.
You're a couple years younger than I am, so
wow.
you're doing well.
I made my day.
Well, you know, and let's just opine about the 80s. Who would have ever thought that people would look at the 80s as old?
Yeah, the clothes, they're
right.
Back.
Right,
the music.
Pat, that's enough out of you. Anyway.
Kind of kicking myself for getting rid of the parachute pants.
The parachute pants, the peg legs, the banana coat, we could go on and on. But what's it like for you to be here at your school, to be running it, to be the guy where, you know, all of a sudden you're not going to the office, people are coming to see you?
Yeah. Yeah, total reversal of fortune there. it's quite interesting for me to be back here. I, of course, graduated from here, went here all 12 years, attended college at a small friends university in Kansas, had no intention of getting outside of private Christian education. Lord then put me in public education for 20 years. Wasn't quite sure what that was about, but loved it. Worked in Kansas, Texas, and then back here in Boise. And a couple years ago, he just kind of started a stirring in me, And then the board contacted me, and things just worked out, and I've been back for 2 years now. And I think it took a few days for my friends to pick their jaws off the floor to understand that, yes, I was the principal at Greenleaf now.
Right.
But since then, it's been good.
Talk about your time in public education and compare it to where you are today. You know, everyone wants their kids to be educated. And there are so many realms, ways of doing it, whether it's, you know, private education, religious education. You know, there's so many choices today. Much more, we never could have thought of these choices back when we were going to school.
Right. Yeah. When I went to school here, you know, as far as private education, there were very few choices. There was Greenleaf, Nampa Christian. Coal Valley was just starting up. You know, now we have charter schools everywhere. And that plays an effect on what we do. It kind of waters down the market for available students. But we feel like a part of that is providing a quality product will continue to bring in students. And one of the things that I tell parents when I interview them for prospective students is there are many places to get a good education. I am not a public school basher. I felt like
that's the challenge because, you know, there's a lot of good people in public education.
Right.
And trying to find that balance. And that's what we try and do when, you know, we do this program, you know, to find the balance.
Right. Well the thing I like about being back in a Christian school setting is just the choice. You know, there is a choice if a parent chooses to have their child in a public school. And many times, unfortunately, it's tied to the dollar. So
right.
It's easier to have a free education than it is to pay thousands of dollars to go to a private school. But what we like to provide for our families is a choice. Truthfully, we are not the number one key determinant in how their child does. It's the parents. We're a close second.
But that's such a challenge here at 580 KIDO. And this is something that you and Greenleaf and other people listening that have kids in school can understand. You know, you can have great teachers, but if you have lousy parents, that's tough. And you have some great kids that overcome that.
Sure.
You know, fortunately, Pat had his kids. They had him. And I say this in all seriousness. He sacrificed so his kids could come here.
And that's why I'm thankful Greenleaf was in my kids' lives. I mean, you know, look at me and look at my kids. I mean, it's a day and night difference.
It's the radio, Pat. No one can look at you. But anyway.
Thank goodness. Yes.
But back to, you know, drawing on your experience in public education and your experience here, it's such a challenge, and education is so polarizing in the news. You think to yourself, if you're a parent, gosh, what do I do?
Right. And I figured one of our hot topics today would be Common Core, and that's a perfect example of an issue for us. We tend to look at it in a positive way. Common Core, even for private schools, for homeschool parents, it's not something that we can turn our backs on. You know, as we speak, ACT, SAT, those things are both being aligned to Common Core, and so if we stick our heads in the sand and say we're going to have nothing to do with it, our mission as a college prep school could be in jeopardy. We're excited about the fact that as a private school, we can take a set of standards like that and still have the authority to put our stamp on it from a local perspective. Talking to a lot of my friends who are still in public education, I think that's something that they wish they could do.
Well, what do you say, though, to parents that are very concerned, parents like, you know, Pat from Middleton, and we've covered Common Core about as much as anybody has.
Right.
They're concerned about the data collection. They're concerned about the loss of local control. And they're concerned about the testing. You're in the system.
You know, we have some concerns, and that's why we feel privileged to be able to have the ability to take that set of standards and mold it around our Christian set of values that we had established before we received those. You know, one of the things that I think I hear from a lot of our parents is there's a bit of a frustration in the implementation and just the creation of the standards. And that's something that we feel as a school that we need to hear them. We need to have an understanding of, yeah, there's some things in there, you know, just on a personal level. Transparency is always, in my opinion, a good thing.
Right.
Just a few years ago when I was still in the Boise School District, of course, we had the three propositions that were eventually rejected, and I think transparency was a big issue behind that. And thankfully, the people of Idaho voiced their opinion on that, and it wasn't just a teacher versus the superintendent.
That was a tough call. Our station was in the middle of that at 580 KIDO, and I just thought that there was a third tier that was missing. You have the taxpayers that are very concerned about this. You have the educators that feel passionately about where they're at, and there was another group of folks that, you know, no one knew what was going to happen until that referendum came around and the people did speak.
Yeah. Well, I just know it was a very consuming time in the public school system as a teacher, and it's not really what you would hope that the school system would be focusing their energy on.
What do you say to parents that are concerned about their kids? You know, last night during the gubernatorial debate, I believe they talked a little bit about education in between Mr. Brown talking about being a biker and Walt from Emmett talking about Chernobyl and the like. You know, we have the Albertsons Foundation that are funding these commercials, you know, Don't Fail Idaho. We have CAPED that's, you know, we love our teachers. You know, Common Core is supposed to raise our standards. But for parents listening right now, or grandparents or whomever that have kids in the school system, that want their kids to have a better future, what do you say as an educator to them to give them some encouragement, some advice?
I think the number one thing I would tell anyone is do your own research. Too often we filter everything we think we know through someone else's filter, no matter what that may be, whether it's religious, political, or whatever. do your research. There's lots of information out there on things like Common Core or improving standards or whatever it may be, and just learning about a school that you may be considering for your child to attend.
And most schools welcome the public to come in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We love to have people come and visit our school at any time.
Well, we appreciate it, and, you know, 88 was pretty good, but I think 86 was a little better.
Well, it's all in the perspective.
You're right.
I'm surprised you could remember that far back.
Oh, that was good. I like that one. Hope you kept that clip.
Well, thank you, Mr. Metcalf.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you being here.
All right, 580-KIDO. How do we top that one? I don't know. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go back to Mr. Brown, and let's go to Cut 5 last night from the gubernatorial debate. Look, if you're having a bad day, you really need to see this, very entertaining, where Harley Brown talks about the lands and the taxes.
I agree with Mr. Bates. The key is getting our land back from the feds, and here's my plan of attack. The three best men for the mission are myself as governor, because I've had a master's in raising hell, okay? J. Noble Daggett from the John Wayne movie True Grit, you know that lawyer? That's Chris Troupas, a constitutional man to the max. And Lieutenant Governor Chenelik, Jim Chenelik, back of his cards has all the red dots where the feds have attacked the state's lands. Here's my plan of attack, okay? You go in there and you use spiritual warfare. Everybody talks about the natural, but I'm going to talk about the other realm we exist in. You bind those evil spirits that are behind the feds with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of endowment of the Holy Spirit, the power of agreement, the word of God. Take air superiority and then roll in with your tanks on
Mr.
the ground
Brown,
like
Mr. Brown?
Troopers' lawsuits. Blitzkrieg.
Mr. Brown, but
yes,
the question was about taxes. Do you think they're about right in Idaho, too high or too low?
Well, he brought up the land thing, and I coattailed on him.
Blitzkrieg?
Taxes are a drag. I don't even like to think about it, okay? Fighting the feds is more exciting for me. And what do I say about the taxes? We balance our budget on what we had, and so I say they're about the same. You know, if they're a little bit more, it's impressive on the taxpayers. If it's less, we don't balance our budget, and that is bad. Do you hear me, feds? It's bad not to balance your budget. My kids have to inherit that $17 trillion.
All right. All right. Maybe some soothing green tea for him. And I believe we missed my bad on that one. We missed cut number four. But we'll go to Pro-Life, who's holding right now at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Pro-Life.
Yeah, I was there. I was in the building. And Harley got the gay question wrong. He said it was okay for gays to marry. And
did you stare them down because you'll be running against them in the general election? Did you look at Governor Otter and say, I want a rematch? Did you look at Senator Fulcher saying, I've got your number, buddy? What about that curmudgeon Walt and the biker Harley? What was it like for you staring them down as our perennial gubernatorial candidate?
Well, you know, here's the problem. None of them took the right position on the gay marriage question. What has to happen is the governor right now has to say, no, we're not going to allow gay marriages in Idaho. This is a state jurisdiction. This is not a federal jurisdiction. He's appealing to a federal court for them to stay the marriages beginning on Friday. You don't even do that. You don't even talk to the federal courts. All you do is you just say, listen, we're going to enforce our amendment having to do with marriage, and that's it. And we're not going to ever go into a federal court deciding that. Because so suppose the federal government says we're going to confiscate all the guns in Idaho. Would Governor Idaho appeal to a federal court to stop that? Would Governor Fulcher, if he was the governor, would Harley or Walt Bays? That's the question. There is a point when you have to say no more federal intervention in our state, and we're at that point. And none of them are taking that position. So they all failed. So anyway, but then, you know, Republicans are wimps. I've said that a lot for years.
Why did you storm the stage last night and call them all wimps?
Because then I'd be like them. I'd be a big clown. But anyway.
Ow, that was a good one.
but anyway, we're in serious condition. And
How embarrassing was that debate last night?
No, it was all right. I mean,
Come on, pro-life. How embarrassing was that debate last night?
To the Republicans, it was really embarrassing.
That's what we like to hear, agreement with the host around here.
Yeah,
you could learn from pro-life.
It was really embarrassing because Republicans are embarrassing. They're not going to stand up for anything. Well, Walt will stand up and say that if the...
Walt went to jail for homeschooling. We learned a lot about him. Pro-life, Thank you for the call. 720, Kevin Miller in the morning. Your thoughts on last night's debate. You're going, Kevin, I had a life. I didn't watch it. Well, must hear clips coming up. 580-5436. Should it have been just Senator Fulcher and Governor Otter, or was something to be gained by having Harley Brown and Walt from Emmett at the scene? And should public television be proud of their debate, or fear that Saturday Night Live might make a parody of it? Let's get you to work safely and on time.
580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller, thanking our friends at CapEd. Coming up, we are chasing the gubernatorial candidates. Your final listen to them before the big primary. Last night, of course, the debate, if you call it that, the debate, the debacle on Idaho Public Television. I've got a link to it on my Facebook. It is must-see TV. Just for the simple facts of Mr. Harley Brown, who really stole the show. And why don't we, Ray, let's go to cut 7. How in the heck do we describe what happened last night and the choices we have coming up on Tuesday? Well, Mr. Brown has done it for us. Let's take a listen to cut 7.
Well, this has been a great honor. Thank you, Women Voter League of Women Voters, and
Women
thank
Voter
you,
League.
Public TV, and thank you, folks, for tuning in to see us in action. Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. My morale went from negative 500 off the scale, and I started a presidential campaign right there. I'm a type AA plus guy. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife would give me trumped up some restraining orders. I couldn't see my kids. It was a mess. And Fat Jack's old lady, Fat Jack's wife, said, "Get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting calls from the media and all this." For 3 years, I had the credibility of Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. And finally, one day, this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, "I am a prophet of the Most High God." And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I says, "Yeah, you mind putting that in writing?" He said, "Sure." And he put it in writing, and I got the original at home, and I was able to go up to all my detractors and say, "Na, na, 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 na." Okay. Now, I need practice. Practice. I don't want to say stuff like, "Sorry if our bombing caused you any inconvenience, so I want to work in the Little League as a governor." And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy? What say you from last night's debate? If you didn't see it, oh, there's more. There's much more, and we're going to some of the comments on Facebook. Many of you believe that Senator Fulcher did win the debate last night. Of course, we didn't see a lot of interchange between Senator Fulcher and Governor Otter. A lot of us would have liked to have seen that. I just think, regardless of who you're going to vote for, to show the contrast in styles, to show the contrast in political dynamics and political beliefs, let's hear from Harley Brown, cut 4, please, on his method to the madness.
As it says in my motorcycle club, "Hey, diddle, diddle, right up the middle." That's my style. There's a better way, I'll take it, but I like going right into it. I've managed billions of dollars of military construction projects as a Civil Engineer Corps officer in the United States Navy and as a GS-12 professional engineer in the Army Corps of Engineers. In fact, the biggest military construction project since World War, belay that, since Vietnam, was Fort Drum. We essentially built an entire city of 26,000 people from scratch, $2.6 billion. And I was in charge of all the demolitions, and I was also on the project management team. I'm a modest guy, but I'm going to say I'm a great leader. They didn't make me the youngest company commander in the Seabees. When I was only an ensign, an 01, second lieutenant, that usually goes to a full captain, an 03. But I handled the job. It was a growth job, but I handled it, and I have no... First of all, leadership, act like it's impossible to fail, and then delegate and follow up.
Let's go to Tea Party Bob at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Such an interesting show you have on this morning, but then you have a lot of material from last night's debate. You know, you have to admit that the period before any election is the most entertaining, and the debate last night was just proving that to everybody. I think Jim from Star had it right. The debate was better than Saturday Night Live. Keep in mind, Governor Otter was the one who insisted that Harley and Walt be at the debate, according to the Associated Press. You know, it doesn't take long to figure out why he wanted them to be part of the debate. If the governor really wanted to engage Senator Fulcher in an honest debate, he would have attended the eight other forums that were available to him, but kept excusing himself because of course, his busy schedule. You know, anyone who listens to that debate last night and votes for the governor wants to live in a regressive state, one that has no vision for the future of its citizens and one that is unwilling to fight for its rights. You know, I had to laugh at his wrap-up when he said 88% of the legislature is supporting his reelection. That, to me, means we have a lot more work to do in ferreting out that 88% that want to live in a stagnant economy with little or no growth and are satisfied with minimum wage jobs and don't care about the fate of the people who elected them. You know, if Otter and Fulcher had a real opportunity to debate before the people of Idaho, we would see that Fulcher has the vision for the future of the people of Idaho. And I believe Harley got it right last night when he said, we have a cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, and a normal guy. So vote for the normal guy.
You're agreeing with Harley.
Well, he got it right.
You're agreeing
for the
with Harley.
Guy.
There goes your credibility.
No, that's not my credibility. You know, sometimes you have to listen to everybody to get the nature of what's going on.
Right. And I got to let you go on that one, Tea Party Bob. But as I like to say, sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. We go to Mrs. Pro-Life at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I was at the debate with my husband, and
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. And my husband was trying to say, and he's right, that Walt Bayes was probably the only one that would actually, if becoming governor, would stand up against the federal government.
I listened to Walt, and Walt, who calls into the show, mm-hmm. although since he's been running, we haven't heard from him. We were very blessed. We have three people that listened to the show out of that debate, and maybe Harley does as well. But we had the senator, we had the governor, and we had Walt from Emmett. But, you know, he lost me in Chernobyl. He lost me with his 77 descendants.
Yeah, he just
lost me.
Yeah, I know. The ending wasn't too great for Walt Bayes, but... I really did like what he said about ending abortion if he became governor and also gay marriage.
Really, really, Mrs. Pro-Life, you liked his comments on abortion,
well,
I'm shocked.
Well, of course. He's the only one that really stands up for the morals, I mean, Walt Bayes, so I do admire him for that.
So you're endorsing Walt Bayes over your husband?
For my husband? No, of course not. But, you know, for all the people that were in the debate, he was the best when it came to the moral issues, actually. I mean, you know.
So you're going with the curmudgeon.
Yeah,
not curmudgeon. The biker, not the cowboy,
no.
Not the normal guy.
No, not really. The normal guy did a good job. He actually did. Russ Fulcher, I can say that much for him. He actually I'm hoping that if he did become governor, that he actually would, you know, follow up on what he said and actually, you know, say no to the federal government. So, I mean, all you can do is hope, you know.
All you can do is hope and pray better than hope and change. Mrs. Pro-Life, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks.
All right, more coming up from Greenleaf Friends Academy. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. By the way, gubernatorial candidate Walt from Emmett will be joining us this hour of the program. But we are at Greenleaf Friends Academy. Kathy Hazen with us. She's a teacher and a parent here. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So tell us about balancing the life of, you know, being a parent and a teacher at the school where your kids go to.
Wow, what a great question.
And here you thought I was just a bubblehead, not even focused.
You're so focused. It's a really hard job, actually, to balance.
Hard
the
for
life.
The kids, I would imagine. They can't get away with anything.
They can't. They can't get away with anything. Our life here is really busy, but it really is all focused here at Greenleaf. So I teach during the day, and then I teach after school doing programming with drama. And so my students, just my kids, hang around here with me. So
sure.
They're little the rugrats here at the school.
Right, and we say this for all educators. It's not just a job. Mm-hmm. It's a passion. It's a lifestyle, and really, when you're teaching after school as well, mm-hmm. I would imagine why education. It's as we hear from Mr. Metcalf, you know, education in the past 3, 4, 5 years has been so polarizing the state. Why do you have such a passion for it?
Really, I have a passion in particular for Christian education. I think it's so important. What we teach our kids at this point in time in our culture today, they need to be so rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And so my passion as an educator is specifically Christian education. And so I want to make sure that my own children and my students have a love for Jesus and a desire for Him. And so I believe that's where my passion comes in.
How is that? How do you balance your faith and education, though? I mean, on one hand, you know, the Bible's taught here. It's a private school, so that's okay. But how do you balance that?
Oh, gosh, I think that God has to do with every subject area. He is the creator of all things. And so I believe that in every subject area, it's easy to integrate biblical principles. Really, who we are is very much dependent on what we believe. And so I think in every subject area, I mean, we talk about math and science and history. God's a part of all of this as the divine creator, but also as our push in everything that we do and say. So really, I don't think it's hard at all. I mean, the classroom, I mean, even we have little arguments or little problems that come up in the classroom.
That never happens in the classroom.
Oh, it does all the time. And you know what? We get to address it. We get to go right to the source right away. We can pray together if we want to, right in the classroom. We can talk to each other and let's say, you know what? Real life, how does this work out? And what do we need to do and say in this situation with this problem? That's what I believe the beauty and my passion comes in as a Christian educator is to be able to incorporate Jesus in all parts of.
What do you say to parents that, you know, don't have that opportunity that you do, your kids going to a school that is a Christian school?
Well, it's part of the reason I made my decision to send my children here. But definitely we need light and salt in all areas. So we need Christians in Christian students in the public schools as well. And so I would say to parents, continue to train up your children to seek first the kingdom of God and to seek Jesus in their daily activities and in the classrooms and in the people around them, because Jesus is within us. And that's the beauty of being a Christian, is having his life within us and being able to exemplify that wherever we are.
You talk about faith today. You take a look at the secular and evil influences today. More powerful than ever.
Yes.
It can be overwhelming for people, whether they go here or other places.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why it's so important that we have a good, strong foundation.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think Greenleaf Friends Academy is awesome. I love it. That's
why
I teach
here. Shocking that you would say that. I can get that from Patrick Middleton. Pat, do you have anything?
Well, you know, she
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Thanks for my input, right? You know, she makes a good point, though. You know, like environmentalism. I learned, I'm a diehard environmentalist, but it's, mine is a God-focused environmentalism because God teaches us to be good stewards of our land and our resources. And so, you know, they got environmentalists, but when you take God out of it, it becomes something else outside of the real purpose behind preserving our lands. It's because God told us, hey, take care of your lands and it'll be fruitful and it'll multiply for you. There's a whole different sector out there that doesn't get that, and that's why I wanted my kids here. That's just one reason, but that's, I think parents want that God-centered focus on real life. Real life is God-centered.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
7:48, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, he was in the debate last night. We'll get his comments unfiltered, uncensored. Walt from Emmett returns. And, oh, boy, I can't wait to talk to him. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, let's go to Walt from Emmett. At 580KIDO, Walt, you know, it was so nice to see you, finally. You used to call the time, then you run for governor, and we don't see you or hear from you anymore.
No, well, I guess I was a little disappointed.
Why?
When you had Chris Chupas on, I was excited because he was running. I didn't realize that he was. And I think you thought I was trying to take time from him, and I wasn't. I just got excited because he is a good man. And if I get elected, I need him in there real bad because there's going to be a big fight. If I'm elected, I have to do the right thing. The Eighth Circuit Court declared that that baby was alive at conception, that an abortion kills a living human being. Idaho code says plainly that murder includes the killing of a fetus or an embryo. And if I'm elected, I can't do anything but absolutely stop it, and it'll have to stay that way till I'm out of there.
And that's your platform?
That's the way I am on abortion, absolutely.
What about last night's debate? What did you think?
I kind of enjoyed it a lot. It got into a lot of things. I didn't get as much time as I'd have liked, but then whenever I'm talking, time goes so much faster than it does when somebody else is talking. I can't believe it.
Now, what was the Chernobyl thing during your closing comments? I didn't get that.
Okay. When they had the trouble at Chernobyl, and the word Chernobyl, if you translate it into English, it means wormwood. Almost all the time, not every time, but almost every time in the Bible, if you look wormwood up and kind of check it out, and I'm not talking about the definition of wormwood, but it relates to radiation. And they took potassium iodide, and the potassium iodide blocked their thyroid gland, and they claimed that nobody that took it got cancer.
Well, what does that have to do with being the governor of Idaho?
Well, it may not have a lot to do with that, but it has to do with the fact that this country is coming up for judgment, and we're going to be demolished overnight. It's going to be burnt black. And
now, did you like it when Harley Brown called you a curmudgeon last night?
Oh, I think Harley Brown is like I am. He's got to put a joke out once in a while. Him and I get along pretty good.
Well, that's good. Did you you thanked Governor Otter for letting you be in the debate last night? Do you think that you and Mr. Brown added a lot, considering, you know, we've been yapping about this? I mean, Mr. Brown had a lot of one-liners, especially when he was talking about Fat Jack's old lady and the Blitzkrieg.
The way I feel about it, and the last time I run for governor, I sold my house and put the money into running for governor. And the powers that be in Idaho Public Television didn't let me in, didn't let me take part in it. And the Idaho Constitution is perfectly plain. Every law and everything this government does is supposed to be for the equal benefit and protection. Not just the big shots, not just the governors, not just the guy that's got the money.
Well, I think it proved it last night. Walt, I've got to run. Hopefully we can get you on some more here at 580 KIDO. I enjoyed your speech last night. Now, quickly, I got to ask you one more question, then we're going to go to, let me go to traffic and let me come back to you because I want to make sure we get traffic in. This will have to be a, Walt, hang on. We're going to get back to Walt in a minute here at 580 KIDO.
Serving M.